For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, July the 7th, 1990. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker of the evening.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, if my people would know and
yes.
understand of the love that I have for them.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, in the hours of this time and in the hours of turmoil as they do come ahead.
Yes.
Thou wouldst yield unto me. Oh, my people would yield unto me without a beck and call, but with the urging of my spirit. I do sit in the heavenlies tonight, and
yes,
I do
Lord.
Dwell in thee tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And the heavenlies are drawing unto the dwelling in thee tonight, that they too might be one.
Amen.
And I do call thee unto me, my people, for truly I shall establish my kingdom amongst you.
Yes, yes.
Truly I shall consume that which is not of me, and it shall be no more.
Yes, Lord.
And I say unto you, you are a people that I do love.
Amen.
You are a people that I do reach for with a mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
And yea, it is not a hot fury that I do come to you and call unto you and say, set yourselves with your face towards me and I shall yes. deliver thee.
Yes, yes.
But it was with the arms of a father that doth love with such love.
Yes, Lord.
And I say unto you, it shall be
yes, Lord.
Thy kingdom come. And it shall be that the victory is won.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Father, we ask for that special
yes,
anointing.
Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord.
To fall upon our brother Tommy tonight, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, my God, give us ears that can understand. Lord, help us to retain that we might be taught from his teaching.
Grant it, Lord.
Throughout
help
the
us,
days
Lord.
And the weeks that lie ahead, oh
amen.
God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Rod. God bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Turn tonight to the book of Matthew. I really enjoyed Sister Cook's ministry and Brother Glenn's ministry tonight. God bless them both. Praise the Lord. How many believe God's got some virgins coming forth? I want to tell you seven things before we read a couple of scriptures here. Here in Matthew 25, we know Jesus is talking about virgins. And the virgins speak of those that are spiritually clean. Those are Christians who have the righteousness of God. And we know there are five wise and five foolish. Isn't that right? And that's the number, of course, of the ministry. It's the number of the grace of God. Five is the number of the grace of God. But there is a foolish ministry and there is a wise ministry in the earth. The lamps represent man's spirit. The vessel represents our soul. The oil speaks of the Holy Spirit, the holy anointing oil, or Christ, the anointed one. The bridegroom speaks of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And midnight speaks of the darkest hour in the history of the world. How many know midnight's coming? I said midnight's coming. Hallelujah. But at midnight, it's not all bleak and dark and black, is it? Because God is raising up a people. Can you say amen? In the midst of darkness, there will be much light. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But at midnight, there's going to be a uniting of the sun with the suns. Hallelujah. There's going to be a joining of the head with the body. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. And we know we're speaking here of a marriage in this chapter. Now look in verse 1 of chapter 25. He said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now notice, they went to meet the bridegroom. But something happened between verse 1 and verse 6. And we believe that we can get the call from God and we can let things come in and creep in and drown out or squeeze out the things of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But in verse 6, again, the call comes at midnight. There was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him." Praise the Lord. Go you out to meet this bridegroom. Now turn to Revelation 14. Hold your place there. Turn to Revelation 14. Jack was there last night, Brother Jack. And let's look at a scripture here together. He may have read this. I can't remember. In chapter 14, verse 4, it said, "These are they which were not defiled with women." How many know we're talking about the harlot system, the Jezebel system, the religious systems? We're not just talking about natural women here, because there's women and men in this group. Isn't that right? At this 144,000. It says, though, "These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are" what? Come on, help me. "They are virgins." These are the wise virgins. "And these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever that he goeth." And where did the Lamb go first? He went to the cross, and then he went into the Holy of Holies. "These are those who follow the Lamb whithersoever that he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb." Praise the Lord. So we can see that these virgins of Matthew 25 and these in Revelation 14, I believe, are the same people. Now, how many know that Israel was in bondage 400 years? You ever read that? 400 years. And you know, 30 in the Bible, the months were 30 days. And we got 12 months. You multiply 360, because that would be a full year, 360 and three, instead of 365. If you'll multiply 360 times 400, you get 144,000. How many know that God brought his people out of Egypt after 400 years in bondage? Are you hearing me? He brought forth his 144,000, if I can use that. He brought forth his firstborn. He brought forth his army. He brought forth his son. And again, at this end of the age, how many know that the blood's applied? Come on now. We've got to be in the house eating the lamb. Amen? Because midnight's coming again. The death angel's coming through the land. And God has his people prepared. Can you say amen? Amen. God's raising up his first fruit, just like he did back there, so to speak. Now look in John 14 just a minute before we come back to Matthew here in a minute. John 14 and look at verse 21. Praise the Lord. I believe the Lord is doing a work in his people. Chapter 14, verse 21. "He that hath my commandments, my sayings, my words, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Praise the Lord. Verse 23. Jesus said also, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we," the Father and the Son, "will come unto him," I like to say into him, "and make our abode," or our mansion, "with him." Praise the Lord. How many believe that the Lord's coming in us before he comes out there in the air? Do you believe that? Amen. Now the Bible teaches us that we've got to be looking for the Lord. Amen? "Those that look for him shall he appear the second time, without sin unto salvation." That's full salvation. And then we got to love his appearing. First we look for his appearing, then we got to love his appearing. And Paul said there's a crown laid up for those that love his appearing, the crown of righteousness. And then we must be like him when he appears. Amen? So there is a looking, there is a love, and there is a likeness that must be in you and I. How many know that he wants to come in us and bring that likeness within us? Can you say amen? Amen. So the scripture said, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." The bridegroom cometh. Now, I believe his coming is within before it's without. Amen? Jesus came as a baby in the flesh at Bethlehem. And then the Lord came at Pentecost in the power of the Spirit. And we know he's coming within us. We haven't come into that fullness yet, but yet as we open and he comes within, he comes each day as we open up to him. But I believe he's coming in the fullness at the hour of midnight. Praise the Lord. And he's going to change the people. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And then, of course, he'll come literally out there in the air. Now, he said, "Go you out to meet this bridegroom." That's a command from the lips of our Savior, from the lips of the bridegroom himself. Go you out to meet him. Now, we've got to know something in order to go out and meet him. He said, in order to go out and meet him, number one, let me put it this way. How many know we got to wake up? We got to come out of our slumber and our sleep like these virgins. All of these virgins were sleeping. Not only the foolish, but the wise were sleeping too. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then number two, they heard the cry of the watchman. Now, what is the cry of the watchman? It is the Holy Ghost coming to you and coming to me and beginning to stir us. Come on now. And beginning to wake us up. Amen. And tell us to get up and wake up and come out of that old slumber, as I said, and that sleep. Now, the third thing is we know the wise had oil where? In their lamps. That's in your spirit. And they had oil in their vessel. That's in their soul, which means Christ had overshadowed the soul at that particular time. And then they had to trim their lamps. There was a trimming, a cutting away of their lamps. Boil it all down, they had an intimacy with Jesus. Do you believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. And there was some ready to go in at midnight. Look at verse 10. And while the others go to buy, the foolish, the bridegroom came, and they that were what? Ready. Anybody want to be ready at midnight? Amen. We better be ready at midnight. Can you say amen? And those that were ready went in. Went in where? Not a rapture. They went into the marriage feast. Hallelujah. They went in, it says here, with him to the marriage. Margin says marriage feast. And the door was shut. How many know that's not a physical door? Huh? And the door, come on now, was shut. How many believe that these five wise represent the first fruits? I do. Amen. Hallelujah. The wise virgins represent first fruits. They go in with Jesus to the marriage. Now, look in Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Look at verse 2. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a king that made a marriage for his what? His son. Made a marriage feast for his son. And sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. How many believe the call's going out? Jack said that the other night. Everybody's called. Isn't that right? Many are called, but few are chosen. Isn't that right? And so many are bidden to the wedding, but they would not come. And then he sends again. He said, I prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings. All things are ready. Verse 5, some began to excuse himself and said, I got a farm. Another one said, I got a merchandise. The other one in another scripture said, I married a wife. Hallelujah. Don't let your wife keep you out of the kingdom. Amen. Now, look at verse, I'm not going to read all this, but look at verse 8. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Which shows me, if we're going to partake of this wedding feast, we have to come into an overcoming realm where we are made worthy. Can you say amen? And we saw last night, or yesterday morning when I taught, the church at Sardis, there was only a few who he said would walk with him in white. For they are worthy. The rest of the church, he didn't say that to. Because they had dirty garments on. But there was a few that had clean garments on. They walked in righteousness. And he said, they are worthy. And he says right here, that these that were bidden first were not worthy to partake of this feast. Now, he said, verse 9, go out in the highways. And as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out to the highways and gathered together all as many as they both found, bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on, come on now, a wedding garment. That means if you're going to be in the marriage feast, you better have a wedding garment on. Amen? We better have on his righteousness. Can you say amen? And he said to me, friend, how camest thou in hither? Not having a wedding garment, and he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Now this scene cannot be in heaven. If that's so, Jesus threw somebody out of heaven. Can you say amen? This marriage feast, if it was in heaven like many are preaching, then Jesus took him to heaven and then had him thrown out. Let me believe it's right here on the earth. Hallelujah. I believe the marriage feast is here. I believe it's going on right now. I believe the coming of Christ in us is now as we open up to Him. Don't you? Praise the Lord. It's not just tomorrow or the next day. It's today. And of course it will be tomorrow or the next day as we open up to Him. He comes in. He wants to come in and come on, sup with us. Amen? He said, I stand at the door and knock. And He said, if you'll open up, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. You know who's going to eat first? He's going to partake first. How many know that He'll partake only of that which is He's put in you? That substance, that nature, that character, that likeness of Him. When the servant comes in from the field, he said, he doesn't come in and sit down at the table and eat. He prepares his dinner, the dinner for the master. The master eats and then the servant eats. I want to tell you, Jesus must partake first. Hallelujah. We must set a table for the Lord. And how many know if you do that, He'll set a table for you. Come on now. Amen. And so we can see that this one could not stay in the wedding feast because he didn't have a wedding garment and he was thrown out. Hallelujah. Now, I don't believe the church is going to be raptured at the beginning of the tribulation. I believe there's going to be a catching up to the throne, not in the physical, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And the reason I say that, because I think the key chapter to state is Revelation 11 that many don't study. Because I see the man-child, the two witnesses, and the 144,000 as the same people. Hallelujah. By other scriptures, I can put it together as the Lord would direct me, but I'm not going to tonight. But there is a people arising, whatever you want to call them, the army of the Lord, the overcomer, and we know that they are having an intimacy with Jesus now. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And not everybody in the church is doing that, but nevertheless, God knows who they are. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at midnight just a minute. Turn to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. And I want to look at verse, and I want to tell you something. I told somebody last night, I don't know who it was, I want to be open to truth. How about you? I don't want to have a closed mind to truth. I don't know very much, but I thank God for what He has given me. But I want more. How about you? I want to learn more of the Lord. I want to know more of what we're facing. I'll tell you, I believe our nation is facing judgment. I believe that our cities are facing judgment. And I'm going to tell you something else I believe, and I'm not a fanatic on this, but I want to throw it out. I believe the time is coming that people's going to have to leave the cities when God directs. I said, when God directs. Now, I'm not talking about just jumping out here doing your thing tonight, like some people have done, but I believe there's coming a time God will speak directly to some people. How many know that Lot had to get out of that city, wicked city of Sodom and Gomorrah? And he had to get out of there fast or he'd be destroyed. Well, he couldn't be destroyed until God took him out of there. But nevertheless, God got him out of there. And I believe our cities are wicked in this hour. I believe every major city, well, even little cities, but the major cities, the judgment of God's coming on them. Yes. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I want to hear from God. And I don't want to get caught in the midst of a bunch of wickedness. I want to know how to move in God in this hour because I believe if we'll listen to the Holy Ghost with our hearts, I believe He can spare us in this hour, don't you? I believe He can spare us and protect us. I believe He can show us that which is coming. And I believe, brethren, if we got ears to hear, we won't have to die in some of the calamities that's coming upon this land, upon this earth. Hallelujah. I believe God can spare us if we got ears to hear. All right, Psalms 119. Look in verse 62. Praise the Lord. It said, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee. Now, midnight's the darkest hour. It is in the hour when the second watch finishes and the third watch starts. And midnight is between 2 days, but you know, 1 second past midnight, how many know you're going towards the light? Isn't that right? Now, he said, at midnight, I will arise and give thanks to thee, to the Lord. Here's the reason. Because of thy righteous judgments. So David said, when the righteous judgments are in the earth at midnight, he's going to rise and praise the Lord. How about us? I said, how about us? Amen. Now turn to Job chapter 34:20. Job 34:20, it said in a moment. Now Paul said, in a moment we shall be all changed in the twinkling, you know, of an eye. And we know that's going to happen, but how many know that's a process? That change is a process. It starts within, and God keeps working in us until it works outward. Isn't that right? And so he said here, in a moment, Job said, shall they die, and the people shall be troubled, come on, at midnight. So we see one people praising the Lord at midnight, and we see another people being troubled and pass away, and the mighty, look at this, the mighty shall be taken without hand. Did you hear that? Now let me show you who the mighty are. Turn to Zephaniah. Sister Irma was there yesterday. Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah. How many know we need to warn the wicked in this hour? And we need to be warned ourselves. Can you say amen? Zephaniah 1:14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord. Here it is now. The mighty man. That's what Job said. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly in the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that God is trying to show us it's not going to be in our strength, in our flesh, in our ability, in our talent, or anything. It's going to be in God in that day. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It's going to be in Him. Now turn to Revelation chapter 5, Isaiah. Isaiah 26, I think it is. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 26. Thank you, Jesus. Look in verse 9. With my soul have I desired Thee, Lord, in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek Thee early. For when Thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn about the kingdom, will learn about Jesus, will learn righteousness. Can you say amen? When's that going to happen? When the judgments have come upon the world. Then we go to Revelation 14. Revelation 14. Look in verse. Hallelujah. There's a verse I want to look for here. Verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Now notice, it said to every nation and kindred, tongue, and people. Now, I believe that God is opening doors in Europe and different places. And I believe that many are going to obey God and are obeying God. But I also believe that some of those doors are going to close. Do you believe that? Amen. But I believe when God raises this true army up, that many are going to be transported around the world. Hallelujah. I believe not by airplanes, but by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I believe God is going to raise up this mighty army. And He said right here that this everlasting gospel, and I don't believe the gospel, like some teach, it's just going to go across the world on television, like some are saying. I believe the real army God's raising up don't have to use the television. I'm not against television. I'm not preaching against that. But I'm just saying that. I believe the real army that God raises up, He'll transport them or send them. But I don't believe it's the media. I believe it's going to be those out there in the jungles and wherever He puts them. How many know the crowd's going to come up when they see God moving? Amen? Hallelujah. It's going to be many one to the Lord. I believe this is the decade that many are going to be one to Jesus. Hallelujah. And filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that. But it's going to take the army of God marching together. But how many know not everybody's in the army? Don't fool yourself. Not everybody's in the army. Now here He said in verse 6, He said this everlasting gospel was to be preached unto those on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Praise the Lord. And here it is, saying with a loud voice, number one, fear God. Fear God. Number two, give glory to Him. Three, for the hour of His judgment has come. And four, worship Him that made heaven, earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. Hallelujah. But notice what it says here, brethren. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's telling us here that there is coming a time that this everlasting gospel has to be preached in all of the earth. Now look in chapter 15 just a minute. Look in chapter 15 and look in verses, let's see, let me find it here. Praise the Lord. Chapter 15. Look at verse 4. Who shall not fear Thee, O Lord, and glorify Thy name? For Thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before Thee, for Thy judgments are made manifest. People's going to see them. Then in chapter 16, look in chapter 16, verse 5. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because Thou hast judged thus. Notice that. Thou hast judged thus. Then in verse 7, and I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. So his judgments are coming. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, we've got to be ready at midnight. Now, turn with me to another scripture in Luke 11 about midnight here. Luke 11. Now, we saw the oil has to be in us, in our lamps, and in our vessels. But here in Luke 11, look at verse 5. It said, Jesus said, which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight? So you're going to see this friend at midnight. Let me tell you who that friend is. It is Jesus. How many believe that he's the friend that sticks closer than any brother or any sister, come on, or any mother or any father? He said, you'll go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, and notice the word friend is capitalized, lend me three loaves. Three loaves. 30, come on, 60, and 100. Or spirit, soul, and body. Or Passover, Pentecost, tabernacles. Outer court, holy place, holy of holies. Verse 6. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. What do we see in Matthew 25? We saw the door was shut. Are you hearing me? He said, don't you trouble me. The time is midnight. You're coming to the friend. You need some bread. He said, don't trouble me. The door shut and my children. Hallelujah. Now, let's see who the children are. Turn to Isaiah. We're going to go all over this Bible if we get the time we get through. Look in Isaiah. Praise the Lord. And I got to find this scripture. All right, chapter 8, verse 18 of Isaiah. Now, let me show you something about the children here. Isaiah 8, 18. Behold, the Lord said, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs, come on, and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts. How many know we're Israel today too? But he said, I, speaking of himself, and the children are for signs and for wonders. Now turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. And I got this by revelation. I didn't get it from Bible college. I went to Bible college, but how many know I... If you did, maybe you had to too, but I had to be unlearned of a lot of things that I learned. Now, in Hebrews chapter, what did I say? Chapter what? No, it's chapter 2, excuse me. Chapter 2, verse 10. Look in verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing, and that word bringing means leading, many sons unto what? That's where he's taking us, to glory. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now look at verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Verse 13, and again I will put my trust in him, and again behold I, and who else? The children which God hath given me. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. He's talking about his brethren here. He's talking about the sons of God right here. Now, go over to Luke 20. Luke 20. Look at verse 35. Luke 20, 35. But they which shall be accounted what? Worthy. How many know that's overcoming? To obtain that world, that age, that 1,000 years, that millennium. How many believe there's an age to come, brethren? And something else. Not just that world to come. And the resurrection from the dead, or the out-resurrection from the dead, neither marry or given in marriage, neither can they die anymore, for they're equal to the angels, and they are. Now, King James says children, but the word is sons. They are the sons of God, being the sons of the resurrection. Then we go to Matthew 13. Hallelujah. Matthew 13. Look at verse 38. The field is the world. The good seed are It should be the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. But the word children is used. Notice that. The field is the world. The good seed are the children or the sons of God. Now back to Luke. Back to Luke. And so Jesus is telling this one that's coming to him here. Hallelujah. He's saying to him in verse 7, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children, or my sons, or first fruits, overcomers, they are with me in bed. They're not in bed with the world or the harlot system, but they have an intimacy. They have come into the rest of God. Hallelujah. I cannot rise and give thee. And I say to you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Well, how many did he need? He needs three. Hallelujah. So there's somebody on the inside of the door, somebody's on the outside. Amen? It's exactly, it goes along with Matthew 25. Praise the Lord. The first fruits are the children. They're the sons of God. And they are in bed with Christ. They have a rest with him. There is a union, a communion, an intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, how many know that the high priest would take the sheaf of first fruits and wave it before the priest, as Jack said last night? Remember that? He'd wave it before the priest. How many know that that word sheaf means a handful? He would take a handful and wave it before the Lord, of course, of the high priest would, before the Lord. I said before the high priest, before the Lord. How many know he is the high priest? But he'd wave it before the Lord. Now look over in 1 Kings 18, I believe it is. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings, I think it's chapter 18. And look at verse, thank you, Lord. Verse 41. Elijah's talking to Ahab, and he said, get you up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. How many believe the rain's coming? I said, how many believe the rain's coming? Amen. He said, I'm hearing a sound, glory to God. It wasn't from the earth, it was from the Spirit, if I can use it in our terminology. Of course, it was a physical rain. But he was hearing this sound of an abundance of rain. And he told Ahab, you better get your chariot all hooked up with your team and get on down the way, because that rain's coming. Now look at this. He sends his servant out to see if he can see any cloud. And notice it says in verse 42, he puts his knees between his knees. That's the intercession. In verse 43, he said, go up now and look towards the sea. The sea speaks of humanity, doesn't it, brother? And he went up. Notice, he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. How many's ever went out and looked and saw nothing? Huh? Amen. And he said, go again seven times. That's the number of perfection. And when he went out the next time, he said, behold, there riseth a little cloud. Just a little cloud. And he said, it's coming out of the sea. That's the cloud of glory coming out of humanity. How many know that little hand represents a remnant? Come on now. That little cloud out of the sea, out of humanity, represents a remnant. Hallelujah. And we know that Elijah outran the chariot of Ahab. So God has a handful coming forth. Amen? The glory of God, I believe. Now, I don't believe that abundant rain will come until the hand is raised up. I don't believe the abundant rain will come until first fruits are raised up. Are you hearing me? Amen. Now, turn over to Revelation again, 14. Revelation 14. Now, we see in chapter 14, we read it a while ago, look back in verse 4. He said, these were the first fruits, come on now, unto God and to the Lamb. Then we come down to chapter 14 and look at verse 14. How many know there's three reapings in this chapter, if I can use the term reaping? There's the first fruits, there's the harvest, and then there's those that are taken into the wrath of God. Look in verse 14. Now, here's the wheat harvest. Now, the first fruits represents the barley harvest. How many know the barley and the wheat was planted at the same time? But the barley would mature faster than the wheat. And the barley always represents in Scripture first fruits. You know that? How many know that Jesus fed the multitude? Amen. How many times did he feed the multitude? Twice. And the first time he fed, how many? 5,000. And he had 12 baskets full. You remember that? How many apostles were there? 12. But did you know that the word for basket is little baskets? Little, not bushel baskets, little baskets. Now Jesus said they were to take up all the fragments, that nothing be lost. Remember that? And he said in another scripture, none is lost but the son of perdition. How many know that we represent one loaf, the scripture says? We're the bread of God too. He's the bread, and yet we're the bread, because the bread's in us. Amen? Now those 12 baskets taken up represents first fruits because it's little baskets. But when he fed the 4,000 and there were 7 baskets full, these were big baskets. In fact, it's like a hamper. It was big enough to put Paul in to put him over the wall. That's the kind of baskets which is. That speaks of the general harvest. So there's a first fruit harvest, a barley harvest, and there's a wheat harvest, which is the general harvest. Now right here in this chapter, we got first fruits. We got the little baskets. But down in verse 14, and I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and what? Reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, and the harvest of the earth is ripe. Jesus said the harvest is at the end of the age. Isn't that right? Now go back to Revelation 12 a minute. In verse 5, here's the first fruit. Here's the first fruit. Here's the barley. Verse 5. It said, and she, the church, brought forth a man-child who was to what? Rule or shepherd all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God. How many know God's a spirit? God's a consuming fire. Isn't that right? God is light. God is love. And so here the man-child is caught up to God. He's caught up in the spirit. He's caught up in the fire. Come on now. He's caught up in the light. He's caught up in the love. God is the Word as well. He's caught up into that Word. Word is changing us. Caught up to God and to His throne. We know that's the place of the overcomer. But look in verse 6. Here's the wheat harvest. Here's the woman. What does it say? And the woman goes where? Into the desert or the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of who? How many know the devil's not doing this? God's doing it. That they should feed her there 1,260 days. I want you to notice 1,260 days. Now turn to Revelation 11. 3.5 years. How many know the tribulation is not 7 years? How many has ever been taught that besides me? Raise your hand. You've been taught 7 years. Most of us, haven't we? No, the tribulation is 3.5 years. Now look in chapter 11. Look in chapter 11. There was given me a reed. Later it's told it's a golden reed, like unto a rod. And the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God. How many believe that we've got to be measured and we've got to come up to the stature of the Son of the living God? Isn't that right? That fullness. And how are we going to do that? By submitting to the Christ and apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. We'll be perfected or matured. Can you say amen? And so he said, measure the temple of God. So the temple of God is being measured here at the beginning of the tribulation. And the altar, and them that what? Worship therein. So as a people are worshiping, then they are being measured. How many know that we've got a lot to learn when it comes to worship? Now, we can sing a lot of songs, and that's good. But and thank God for that. How many know we need to praise the Lord and we need to sing? Isn't that right? But God wants to take us up into high worship. And I don't know about you, but I haven't been there yet. I mean, like I want to be. Have you? But I desire for that, don't you? Amen. Thank God. Now, notice it says here in verse 2, but the court that's without the temple Leave it out. How many believe you got an outer court? How many believe that pressure comes on this outer court? And I'm going to tell you something else. More pressure's coming on this outer court. That's why we got to draw a strength from the Lord, especially within. Can you say amen? And from and that strength within will come on into our soul as well as even in the physical. Now he said here, the court that's without the temple, leave it out, measure it not. It is given to the Gentiles or the heathen and the holy city. Now, how many believe that Hot Springs is a holy city? Not quite. Not quite. How many believe he's got a people that's supposed to be a holy city, though? Amen? Look in Isaiah 52 a minute. I know I'm taking a lot of scriptures tonight, but that's all right. Isaiah 52. I'm no hurry tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm going to preach till I quit. Guess I'm supposed to. No hurry tonight. So maybe you're tired of your heart. Just ask the Lord to strengthen you. Amen? Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy what? Beautiful garments who? I mean, we're not talking about a city putting on garments. We're talking about a people, the church, come on, putting on garments. And notice what he called Jerusalem, the holy city. It's you and me. And he said, the court that's without this temple, leave it out, measure not, it's given to the Gentiles and the holy city. They're going to tread underfoot 42 months. Let me tell you something. The outer court is going to be smashed. It's going to be trampled underfoot by the heathen. And if we're living in that realm only and we won't press into God, I'm going to tell you thousands are going to die a martyr's death. They're going to die from the judgments that's coming on the earth. Can you say amen? And it's no place to be. It's a place to press. We thank God for the outer court because we've all been there sometime, but we've got to press on in. Amen? Coming. Now, let's look at verse 2. He said they're going to tread that city underfoot 42 months. How long is that? 3.5 years. It doesn't sound like a picnic, does it? Amen? Now, I believe two things are going to happen. I believe the sons of God are going to bring tribulation, and I believe the devil's going to bring tribulation. Are you hearing me? How many know the devil's attacking the church too? Because he's going to be cast to the earth. He said, woe to the inhabitants. Come on. All the earth. Amen. I mean, he's coming down. Yes, he's coming down. One's going up, one's coming down. But he says here, notice, they're going to be tread underfoot 42 months. Verse 3. Now look at this. And I will give power or authority unto my two witnesses. And I don't believe it's two men. I was taught that way. Verse 3, 11, Revelation. Sorry about that. I will give power unto my two witnesses. How many know we have the Father and the Son in us? Amen. I believe the two witnesses, I believe it can represent a lot of things, but I believe it represents the Spirit and the Word in a people. How many believe we need the anointed Word? Yes. Now, I hear a lot of people saying we're going to walk and not die. And I believe some will do that. But I believe there's going to be some that die and live. Hallelujah. I believe both teachings. I really do. Because the Bible said in Isaiah 4, there'll be some left in Zion. How many know the Zion speaks of the sons? Can you say amen? Now, he says here, in verse 3, I'm going to give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Sackcloth represents mourning, fasting, prayer, intercession. They're not in a glorified body. They're in a body like this right here. Hallelujah. That's the way I preach it and believe it. They're in the tribulation. The fullness has entered them. They're crying out to God. And God's raised them up worldwide to preach, to prophesy, whatever it takes. Cast out devils, heal the sick, win people to God. They are clothed in sackcloth. Now, I'm not telling you to go get some sackcloth and wear it and get in ashes. Because there's people that do that. And that's their business. They want to do it. But I don't care about doing that. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. I heard a man had a vision on this just recently. He was telling this. And he saw a big olive tree about 15 feet tall in the vision. He saw a fig tree and he saw an olive tree. And on the olive tree, he saw olives from the top to the bottom, and the tree was full of olives. And as he looked in the vision and saw the olives, he said, all of a sudden, the olives turned into faces, and people began to prophesy. And the Lord told him, he said, there's coming people, I'm raising up people to prophesy things like you have never heard. Hallelujah. And I believe that God's sons are these two witnesses here, and they're going to prophesy in the earth. Hallelujah. And God's going to transport them around the world to Russia, to Iran, or wherever, and they're going to stand up boldly and declare, Jesus, come on, is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. They're waiting on his orders, his direction. They will not move. They dare not move until God tells them to move. How many know there's too much flesh in the church? There's too much solical works in the church. When I say the church everywhere, I'm not pinpointing any place. I'm talking about in my life, your life, all around. But I believe the Lord wants us to learn how to be led by the Holy Ghost, don't you? And these sons will be at that place at this time. They will not move until God says so. And when God says move, no devil, no demon, hallelujah, even Satan himself cannot stop this army that God is going to cause to roar throughout the world. Hallelujah. Because they are the anointed of God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? And he says, if any man will hurt them. Now, Jack brought a scripture out what last night in Luke 10, wasn't it? Remember that? Let's look at it. Let's go look at the one Brother Jack brought up. Chapter 10. In verse, Jack was using the 7. It was a tremendous teaching here in Luke 10. Behold, I will give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means, come on, hurt you. Now turn back to Revelation 11. And look at verse 5. And if any man will what? Hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth. How many know that's the anointing? Look in Jeremiah 5. Let me show it. Let me show you this anointing. Jeremiah 5. And look at verse 14, brethren. I didn't know I was going to get on this night, but God did. Verse 14. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, behold, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. So what are they going to speak? God's words, God's anointed word, and this people would, it shall devour them. Everybody see that? Now look in chapter 20. Look in chapter 20 of Jeremiah. And look at verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But how many know that God gives prophets heartburn? And his word was in my heart. Did you hear that? As a burning fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. And I was weary and forbearing, and I could not stay. You know what he's saying? There was such an inner compulsion to speak his word, I had to speak it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many believe God can do that for us too? We may not all be prophets, but how many know we can speak that anointed word as God brings it in, puts it in us. Amen. Now look in chapter 11 again. He says, if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth. Now, who had the power to call the fire down from heaven? It was Elijah. Elijah had the power to call fire down from heaven. And yet it says here, this fire is coming out of them. This fire is coming out their mouth. And notice the word mouth is singular. Everybody see that? One mouth, one sound, one trumpet. Can you say amen? They were saying the same things. How many believe that you can go to 10 places and hear 10 things? Come on now. But Isaiah said the time is going to come when God's people will see eye to eye and they'll sing together. Hallelujah. And all the Holy Ghost can bring that unity in you and me. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so he says here, glory to God. I want to read it again in verse 5. If any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must, everybody hear that? He must in this manner be killed. What manner? The fire's going to hit him. That's the manner. I'm going to tell you another story. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't get in personalities. But I know a man that went to prison. He was a man of God. May not agree with everything he does and says, but he was a man of God. And when he got out of prison, they gave him all of his land and houses. I mean, money back that they took away from him. And while he was in prison, there was a man that was always on his case, mocking and scoffing at God and this man. And so one day this is right before he got out of prison. He was down away praying from all the inmates. And this man was mocking and scoffing. And he said, if there'd be a God in heaven, lightning would come out and strike me. And about that time, lightning actually come out and hit the man right in the mouth and split him in two. Now, you hear that? That's a true story. Split him in two. I mean, he was dead, you know, just that quick. Well, I'm going to tell you something, brethren. How many know there's some mockers and scoffers in the world? And there's some mockers and scoffers in the church. But I believe that God's judgment is going to come on the head of the wicked in this hour. And that's why we better get close to God and draw near to God and get God's holiness and righteousness within us and get the fire within us. Because I believe there's a people rising that's going to use the fire when God directs, but not until. Amen? I mean, no, you don't just call fire down and be calling fire down on people. You don't bring judgment just to bring judgment on people. It has to be the direct command of the Lord Jesus. Amen? By the Holy Spirit. But nevertheless, it says here in verse 5, one, they had power here for this fire to come out and devour the enemies. Verse 6, these have power to shut heaven. Elijah did that. That it rained not in the day. And then it says that it rained not in the days of their prophecy and have power over waters to turn them to blood, to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Who had that power in the Old Testament? Moses. So Elijah and Moses. I call them the Elijah and Moses company. Praise the Lord. Because you see in them what you saw in those two. And of course, Brother Jack went into that a little bit last night. Verse 7, and when they shall have finished their testimony. How many believe Paul finished his testimony? How many believe Jesus said it's finished? It said of Samson, he shall begin to deliver Israel, but there's no consummation. Many begin, but they don't, there's no consummation. And God says here that when they shall have finished their testimony. Let me stop here and say, how many know that many have taught these were two men over the years, and there's always been those who say they were one of the two witnesses. You ever heard people say that? How many know that's a lie of the devil? These two witnesses are a corporate army of God that's going to be worldwide. I believe every nation there's an army arising. Hallelujah. But there's one army. But there's an army from every nation, a remnant, and God's bringing them together. Can you say amen? Amen. Not just one place. And so he said, I'm going to just preach it straight just like it says. Let's don't take away from it. A lot of people won't preach on down through here, but I'm going to. When they shall have finished the testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. I may believe that when you talk about the beast, you're dealing with a man, you're dealing with a kingdom, and you're dealing with a spirit. And this spirit comes out of the pit, and he shall make war against them. How many believe that the devil hates us tonight? The beast will hate you. The devil hates us. But I got news for him. I hate him too. Come on now. And I hate everything that's beastly. And I first hate it in me. Come on now. We see it out there everywhere. And he said, and shall overcome them and kill them. And I don't spiritualize that. Look in Revelation 20. Hallelujah. Look in verse 4. I believe Jack was here last night too, I believe. Look in verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them, to those that sat on the thrones. How many believe that Daniel 7:22 says judgment's given to the saints? Bible said we'll judge angels, isn't that right? And we'll judge the world. He said judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. I know that there's a death to self, but I know there's some going to die and lay their life down. These were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. These were martyrs. And they were martyred for Jesus and for the Word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ. Come on, a thousand years. But the rest of the dead lived not again till the thousand years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now look at verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the what? Second death. How many know that's the lake of fire? Hath no power over these. Now turn back just a minute to chapter 2. Hang on here. A Revelation. You got a lot of fingers tonight, don't you? Look in Revelation 2. Look at verse 11. Well, go back to verse 10. Jesus said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and that you may have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto what? Death. And I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt. Come on, of what? Of the second death. Who's that promise given to? The overcomers. I said the overcomers. Now back in Revelation 20. Notice that phrase again, what he says here to us, brethren. He said in verse 6, those that's in that first resurrection must be blessed and holy, because he'll have part in that first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. These are overcomers. Can you hear me? And they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. But many of them are going to lay their life down in blood. Now back in chapter 11. Hallelujah. Chapter 11, in verse 7 again. When they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them, and what else? Kill them and their dead bodies. Now, how many know that not every body has television? A lot of people don't have television. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street. Now what's this? Of the great city. How many know the great city in Scripture is Babylon? How many know Babylon is worldwide? Do you know what I'm talking about? Babylon is in every nation. It's throughout all the earth. It is religious, political, and economically. Babylon is in the whole earth. And the Bible says here, their bodies will lie in the street. I believe their physical corpse. I don't think we can spiritualize this. Their bodies are dead. And it says, they lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually, notice that, which spiritually is called something. Sodom. How many know that's homosexuality? They die right where the uncleanness is. How many know they're going to be prophesying against it? Don't shout me down, that's true. I said they're going to be prophesying against the gay community, against homosexuality and lesbianism. Yes. Because there's something in them that hates that spirit. We want to see them saved and delivered, but some of them don't want to be saved and delivered. Amen? Hallelujah. And what else? Egypt. That's the world. That's the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And then he said, where also our Lord was crucified. But notice the word spiritual is called Sodom and Egypt. where our Lord was crucified. How many know that they crucified Jesus because he said he was the Son of God? And they brought him to crucify him because of envy. So in the place of envy, in the place of the lust of the eye and the flesh and the pride of life, and in the place where there's uncleanness, these two witnesses are going to die. How many know that's worldwide? I just got back from Iceland not long ago, and I preached 9 services there. And you go in a hot dog stand by a hot dog and coke and look on the wall, and you got all kind of pornographic literature, ugly, unclean pornographic pictures right on the wall while you're eating a hot dog. How many believe that God is going to judge that kind of stuff? He sure is. Verse 9. And there the people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies. 3 days and a half. I knew a man that had a vision on this. And I'm not telling again any names. But he saw 2 lines lined up going to die. And he said in the vision that God showed him, he said, I've never seen such joy and happiness in a people in all my life. I mean, God has to prepare you for that. Because within us, we don't have that power. We don't have that strength. That has to be supernatural. That has to be God giving a person or persons that strength. Can you say amen? I'm not ready to go out and die tonight. I want to live for a while. How about you? But if it happens, it's going to happen. But he said, they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. How many of you go past 3 days, you're going for number 4? I said, if you're going past 3 days, you're going for number 4. How many days was Lazarus within the grave? 4 days. So that's basically the principle we're seeing here. 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. I mean, people's going to see this. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another. It's Christmas time. Because these 2 prophets did something. How many know real prophets are hated? If they got a message from God, I said they're hated. And it said that these 2 prophets tormented or troubled them that dwelt on the earth. How was they troubling them? They were telling them to repent from their ungodly ways or they're going to die. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life, hallelujah, from God, God's a spirit, isn't he? Entered into them and they stood upon their feet. Won't that be a shocker? Hallelujah. Worldwide, God raises them from the dead. Right in the midst of Babylon. And he said, after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. So there's going to be some see this. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, come up hither! John was told in chapter 4 to come up hither, wasn't he? Remember that? How many believe that Jesus ascended up in a cloud? Huh? And right here, the voice of the Lord said, come up hither! And they ascended up to heaven. How? In a cloud. In a cloud. How many believe that Jesus is the pattern? The sons must follow the pattern all the way. In death, in resurrection, ascension, everything. Hallelujah. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies, hallelujah, beheld them. Look at verse 13 now. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and so forth. Now, come on down to verse 15. Everybody read verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And there's a people going to reign with him forever and forever. And they are the priests of God. Can you say amen? They are the kings of God that he's raising up in this hour. Praise the Lord. That seventh angel sounds. Hallelujah. And if you read on down, you'll see there's resurrection starts. Let me just say it this way. The sons will start the resurrection. Amen. I won't go into that, what Jack went into last night. But I'll tell you, God's raising a people up. Can you say amen? Let's stand to our feet. I went a different direction. I thought I was going tonight, but I had a lot more. But I'm going to stop there. Praise the Lord. Let's praise Him, brethren. Hallelujah. Lord, we just love You tonight. We thank You that You are at work in the earth. We believe You're raising up Your sons. Hallelujah. And Your daughters. And we thank You for everyone here, Lord, that's desiring to be in that company. Lord, only You have that ability to put in us and equip us, Lord, of that which we need to be able to qualify for that people, Lord. And so, Lord, tonight, it's not in our ability or in our thinking. It's in You, Lord. And we cry out for the living God. Our soul thirsts for the living God. Help us tonight, Lord, we pray. Let us press in to that place of overcoming. Hallelujah. That's only in You, Lord. And as we allow You to come in us, Lord, we'll be able to stand. And we'll be able to meet every challenge because of that one standing up within us. And we thank You, Jesus. We give You praise tonight. Father, I thank You for every message that's been preached in this convention. I thank You for every vessel that You've used. I thank You for Glenn and Irma and this Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Lord. I thank You, Lord, hallelujah, for the deliverance and the healings and the saving and the filling and everything that's happened in this meeting. And Lord God, we come against the works of the devil. We come against the opposition of the devil, Lord, that would come against this camp and Your people, Lord. We just bind it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak in the name of Jesus life to Your people. And we thank You, Father, that You're going to raise up and bring many ministers and people to this place to be delivered and set free, Lord. I thank You for deliverance and for salvation tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, my God. Lord Jesus, Lord, I just ask in this camp, and as well as the people here tonight, that You'd begin to stir us to begin to pray more for Lake Hamilton. That God will pray more for this place, Lord. We'll stand with our brother and sister in the Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I cut off the mouths. I cut off the opposition. I cut off those wicked tongues that would come against Lake Hamilton. I come against You in the name of the Lord, and I bind You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I cut You off, and I come against You in the name of the Lord by the power of the Holy Ghost. And in the name of Jesus, I command the tongues to be silent against this camp and against this people in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want Sister Cook to come. I'd like to minister to Sister Cook tonight. Praise the Lord. How many appreciate this vessel of the Lord here tonight? Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Cook, the Lord said He's gone to increase that anointing that's already within thee. And He's heard your cry. He's heard your petition. And He's going to break down the walls of the enemy. He's going to burst asunder the jaws of the wicked one. For I've heard your cry. And I've seen the affliction. And I've seen the hurt. But the Lord said that anointing shall rise within thee. And your enemy shall be scattered. And the Lord said, seek Me with all of your heart. I'm going to draw you on into the closet in this hour. I'm going to bring you closer and closer and closer. And I'm going to speak some intimate things to your heart, and you're going to know that it's My voice from heaven, and others shall confirm it, for I am going to cause that anointing to rise within thee, saith the Lord. The darkness flees and the light comes. The Lord strengthens you in the inner man as well as the body tonight. And the Lord just gives you sharp hearing, and He touches your eyes, and He causes you to rise up in Him, for He loveth thee, and that anointing is rising as well. Hallelujah. Come on, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dolores, the Lord says, rejoice in Him and know that which is behind you is consumed and over. The Lord said it's a new time for thee. And the Lord said you're going to walk in a new walk. You're going to talk a new talk. For the Lord is going to consume the old, but He's bringing forth the new. And the Lord has made you a trumpet. And the Lord said, lift up your voice like a trumpet and show My people their transgressions. For the Lord is within thee. The Lord has anointed thee. And the Lord says, go forth and do My works in My name. Hallelujah. Come on, praise Him. Praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know, my son, the Lord is with thee. And that the Lord does overshadow thee. The Lord has overshadowed thee and put his presence over thee and around about thee. And know that the Lord says there'll be many doors open to you in this hour. And the Lord said, once you see the crack, go through it, saith the Lord. For I'm going to open places up for thee. I'm going to open up hearts of my people that will cause you to come on into strategic places that I'm going to put thee in this hour. So fret not, my son, fear not, and know that I've spoken, and it shall be, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Glory to God. Praise Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord loveth thee with a great love. And the Lord does touch thee this night. The Lord does strengthen you out of Zion. And the Lord does cause you to ride and to move up on top of those things that have held thee down. And the Lord causes you to ride in the heavens in the Spirit with him. The Lord does take you on a journey. The Lord does show you things to come, saith the Spirit. And the Lord shall paint the picture like an artist. And thou shalt see the vision. Thou shalt see what the Lord is saying. For I'm going to show you some things. Be thou open. You'll see it, saith the Lord. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God. Come on, praise Jesus. Give him praise. Give him praise. Offer praise and thanksgiving to his name tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. My brother, the Lord has saw the hunger and the thirst within thee. And he said, because of that, I shall fill thee in this hour. And I've seen your heartaches, and I've seen the trouble of the past. But the Lord said, look not upon that. Set not your eye upon that, but set your eye upon me. For I shall give you a new vision in this hour. I shall give you a new hope in this hour. For I am that hope, saith the Lord, and I am that vision. And I shall put the belt and girdle of truth upon thee, and thou shalt be girded with my girdle, saith the Lord. And I shall take thee and put thee in places your flesh does not want to go. But I shall take you, lead you by my Spirit, for thou shalt be an obedient servant unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Linda, the Lord to strengthen you with his double portion. He does strengthen you from the spirit realm. And the Lord does cause you to inherit the land. For I've seen your obedience, and I've seen your love and your walk life. And I've kept thee from the snares of the fowler. And I've caused you not to fall in the pit. And the Lord said, I will keep you in this hour. I will guard over thee with my eyes, saith the Lord. For my hand is outstretched to you. And the Lord said, there is an open door set before you, and in the time of the Lord thou shalt move in and through it, for surely the Lord does move in your heart, and the Lord does stir you up within. Yea, I do flutter over thee with my Spirit and my power, and I shall speak to you in the night, and thou shalt hear my voice clearly, and thou shalt know my direction. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Rock, praise the Lord. Look, come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord has put that anointing within thee, my son. And know that the Lord God has seen your heartaches. The Lord has seen those that have come against thee on the left and on the right. But the Lord said, vengeance belongs to me, not you. And I, the Lord, will take care of that, saith the Lord. For I have anointed thee and equipped thee. And in this hour, the Lord says, you shall go forth in my name. For I have not only called you to be a prophet and a teacher of my word, but I've called you into apostolic ministry, saith the Lord. And know that the Lord thy God shall open your eyes, and thou shalt see in this hour things you have not seen and heard, and things you'll hear you have not heard, and you'll walk in places you have not walked. For the Lord has spoken it. Thou shalt not only cross the Red Sea, but thou shalt cross Jordan, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Irma, the Lord encourages you tonight. The Lord has seen your faithfulness and your love to him. And the Lord shall reward thee in this hour. He shall reward you not only in your heart, but even outwardly. The Lord said, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bring great encouragement to you. And those that have attacked and come against you, I will deal with, saith the Lord. For thou art my handmaiden, thou art my servant, and yea, the Lord says that my presence and my glory is upon thee, and I shall teach you things in the night season. And the Lord says, trust in me with all your heart, and lean not to your understanding, and I'll truly direct your path. For surely there are those that have come against you, but the Lord said, I will deal, and I will put my hand upon them, and I will close their mouth. And the Lord said, as you humble yourself before me, and as you wait before me, then I'll cause you to inherit the land, and I'll bless you as you go out and as you come in, saith the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give him the praise. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. How many know there is a word called diabolos? How many know what it means? It's the devil. How many know that's the word for slanderer? How many know that we better quit slandering God's servants? Come on now, amen? There is a spirit of diabolos, the accuser of the brethren, that's in the church. And I'm going to come against that spirit right now. And if you feel something down in you that needs to go, you let it go, amen? Hallelujah. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of being a slanderer, or accusing others falsely. I ask you to forgive me this night. Cleanse me by your blood. I forgive those who have hurt me. Father God, forgive me of my wrong. I turn from it this night. I command that spirit that wants to falsely accuse people, I break its power. I command it to leave me right now. Take a deep breath and let it go. In the name of Jesus, all falsehoods, all condemnation. Come on, diabolos, move in the name of Jesus. Slanderer, false accusation, come out of the people in Jesus' name. Putting others down and raising yourself up, I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Come on, you got to get it out of there. Name of Jesus, let it go. All anger, bitterness, let it go in the name of Jesus. Loose God's servants in the name of Jesus. Amen. Brother Glenn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
Father, we thank you tonight that the presence of the Holy Spirit has flowed and moved through this place and that your word has been brought forth. Help us to hide it in our hearts. Lord, that we walk before you in righteousness and holiness, aware of the days that lie ahead, realizing that Jesus is Lord, that through him alone is our salvation, that the blood of Jesus cleanses and washes us. And we thank you, Father, for that fountain filled with blood wherein sinners may plunge and lose all their guilty stains, of which we are one, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Calvary. Father, I thank you for rest. Thank you for peace tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and care over your people, those who will travel yet tonight, those who are traveling, those who will travel early in the morning. Thank you for the angel of the Lord be with them. Father, we thank you for your anointing that will rest over this place tomorrow as we gather once again to praise and to worship thee. Praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Blessing and honor and glory be thine, and glory be thine, glory be thine. Blessing and honor and glory be thine, both now and evermore. Praise him, praise him, all ye saints adore him. Praise him, praise him, now and evermore. Hallelujah, blessing. God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.